Welcome to Arnie's birthday Zoom. Kyle Orton, he's 40 years old today. I don't, that just cannot be possible. And that's coming from me. I can only think what he thinks on this, but welcome to your highlight of your media career, the Arnie's birthday Zoom. Happy birthday to you. And I'm sure with that smiley face, it's all good. I know you've got family duties to deal with here shortly, and that's good as well. But what's it like to be 40?
I feel it. I feel like I'm 40. I feel it in my knees and my hips. And when the kids get on my case a little bit, I feel it in my head every now and then. So all's good, and happy to be on.
Yeah, it was great having you here for the Indiana State game. And of course, getting into the Indiana Football Hall of Fame. A lot of fun in your role with the National Football Foundation. You're a Hall of Famer, and your career speaks for itself at the age of 40. But to talk about that as you reflect on a birthday, birthdays are always days for reflection, certainly. But as you look back at that, I mean, can you put this, it's probably hard to put it in one little capsule, but you look at that football career and all that it's meant to you, have your 40-year-old eyes and ears on that, how do you perceive it?
Yeah, just so lucky and blessed to really just to be a part of a lot of great games and a lot of great competition, and to be able to compete against some of the, you know, best football players in the world. And, you know, as you look back to realize how lucky you are to be able to make it all the way through your career and not have a major injury that really, you know, takes you out. And, you know, all the times I remember talking to my dad about the struggles and, oh man, I don't think I'm ever going to make it and never going to make it to where I want to be. And, you know, his guiding hand and his steady hand, and, you know, kind of just full circle now, hope I can be that steady hand for my son and daughter. And whenever they're going to do for their pursuits in their life. And I just want to be that, you know, steady voice for them and tell them to play the long game like my dad did, and, you know, always be there for them.
You know, your son, I got to meet your son in the press box for the Indiana State game when you were in town. What was that experience like, just coming back and being the kind of the celebrity of the moment, well deserved based on your career? But what was that experience like for you coming back a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was very special, and son and daughter both had a great time. Purdue treated my family unbelievably, and we got a lot of great memories from that trip back, and some great pictures to go along with it. So we had a lot of fun, but definitely an eye-opening experience for my son in particular. You know, he really just sees me as the flag football coach, and you know, being back here in Iowa, you don't really you get recognized a little bit, but you can kind of fall underneath the radar a little bit too, so that's good. And he certainly had a lot of questions on why people wanted so many pictures and autographs and all of that stuff. So it was fun to be there with him.
Who is this guy? Is what they was thinking. Yeah, what the heck? All right, you're 40. Can you? Tom Brady still playing is just an amazing. And even Drew Brees, and even all of that, those guys that are playing over 40, an amazing feat. I'm not saying it's all, you know, to each his own. And you made a conscious decision to say, I think I've had enough. Talk about that, and just the fact that the amazing thing that Brady and Brees did in his time, but also your decision as you called it end to your career a few years back.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think, you know, in this new age of football, it's probably not as much of a physical accomplishment. You know, I mean, playing the position that we play, they, you know, they keep you healthy. They don't let you get hit all that, you know, all that much anymore. And, you know, you can play a game to really kind of to stay out of harm's way at that position. But, you know, it's more of a mental feat. And you know, I guess you really have to love that grind, because, you know, the time it takes to get ready, the time it takes to lead the football team, and, you know, just really the year-round aspect of the position. You know, it's, you know, like you said, to each his own, and that certainly wasn't for me, but to watch some of these guys that, you know, they were old when I was starting into the league, it seems like, you know, Tom had to be, you know, a veteran by the time I was a rookie already, you know, so it's fun to watch them play, and also fun to watch some of the new blood come in and all the great things that some of these new quarterbacks do as well.
All right. When you reflect also on Purdue in those days, you had so many great moments, and you had the 2003 season where you really made a run at the Big Ten championship. 2000, you went to bowl games every year that you were there. Again, another hard thing to put into one or two moments, but talk about the things that really sustain you the most about your career at Purdue.
Yeah, really, probably just going back to, you know, my dad and the great mentors that I had in Coach Chiller and Coach Chaney and my dad, and my high school football coach, Kent Horseman, was always phone call away, because you always go through tough times. I remember being homesick my freshman year, and Brandon Hance was starting over me. And I thought, boy, there's no way I'll ever make it onto the field. I want to go home. And, you know, my dad telling me, you can't come home. You know, you're there. You're staying. You know, you're not going anywhere. And just to play the long game, keep your mouth shut, work hard, be a leader, you know, work harder than everybody else and everything will work out. And, as you're getting told that as a 21-year-old kid, you know, it's hard to always believe it. But, looking back, 99% of the time he was right.
All right. Sense of humor was a big part of Joe Tiller's life. I don't know if he was always humorous around you, but you had, I think, good conversations. But that bond between the coach and his standout star quarterback, talk about that and that special relationship that the two of you had.
Yeah, it was special. I was blessed to have great coaches starting from high school and going all the way up. I had some great coaches in the NFL, but certainly the relationship I look back on the most is, the one with Coach Chiller and just his, he really took me underneath his wing and I felt that. I felt it the whole time I was there and never felt the pressure, the thing that I loved about that coaching staff was, we did play in a lot of big games and had some great seasons, but whether you were playing on ESPN game day or you were playing a, non-conference, kind of nothing game to begin with. First and foremost, they wanted to have fun. They wanted to keep the pressure off the kids and, let those kids be, 21, 22-year-old kids. And, I certainly appreciate that and appreciate the fact I was able to have a fun, college football amateur experience I certainly hope that kids nowadays get to have that same chance.
Even with your one experience and obviously the Wisconsin game and being so close to getting that done, what is that takeaway now for you? And maybe if you get a chance to talk about that with your kids, about that experience of being at the very high, having a low, but coming back and finishing your career in a strong note. I mean, what's the takeaway there from that?
Well, you just got to be in the dance, you got to be willing to put yourself out there and put it all on the line. And when you compete against great people and you compete against the best players, it does not work out all the time. But I'm happy that I was able to put myself out there and put it on the line. And I think I got a bunch of teammates that would echo those same thoughts about me that, I was a hard worker and did it for the team and didn't really have a whole lot of, personal things that, kind of detracted from what the team was going to try to do. So that's what I tried to be. And that's what I'll try to teach my kids.
Yeah, that's come off so well. I think in the times that you've been involved with the National Football Foundation and kind of in a selfless way of just saying, hey, I'm going to be part and be there to help. And I know from the Purdue football community, that is greatly appreciated. Okay, do you have any special birthday plans? You got busy with kids this afternoon and family, but is there something that is a Kyle Orton birthday special on that 40th birthday?
Absolutely. My mom cooks fried chicken and mashed potatoes and some white gravy every birthday. So they're coming over here at about 6:00, and I'm sure I got about an hour of football with my son before that. He comes home and he is ready to go. So we'll be a little bit busy before dinner, but cannot wait for my mom's own cooking.
Oh, awesome. Okay, last question on Purdue. Purdue's got a lot of excitement ahead of it. Two more wins and it's going to do no worse than tie for the West Division. Now, whether they'll represent remains to be seen. All right. If you're in that locker room before they play Northwestern on Saturday, what do you tell them?
same thing every week. You can't worry about 2 weeks from now. You got to worry about today. You got to be worried about practice coming up here in a little bit. And you got to, you know, just take care of your business day to day and let all the other stuff work itself out. But it seems like they're hitting their stride kind of at the right time. You know, hopefully they can finish the season strong and take that right into a good bowl game.
Yeah, number 16 reminds me of number 18 in his day. Aiden O'Connell's been a really, really an amazing story.
Yeah, anytime you got a good quarterback like that, you've always got a chance. And he's accurate with the football. He's a smart kid. And I'm sure he'll make some big plays down the stretch here to set him up.
All right. We're going to let you get off to your family duties and coaching duties, et cetera. Thanks so much for taking the time today. We wish you the best on the big 4-0 and look forward to seeing you early and often around Ross-Ade Stadium for years to come. So have a great birthday and best to you and your family, Kyle.
Thanks for having me back on.